Speaking of your head, your neck, your back, your spine, here is Tom McDevitt. He is a pain therapy program manager for Athletico Physical Therapy. This is the Oak Brook-based organization with 525 clinics throughout 12 states. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, John.
How's business?
You know, business is going well. We've been able to continue to provide high-quality care throughout this tough time.
So you guys didn't close down?
We did not have to close down. We did have to change our business model slightly. One of those changes was that we were able to offer telemedicine. In doing so, we were able to transition to use FaceTime or Zoom in order to direct our care for someone at home.
So you were looking into a lot of people's living rooms. They were describing what was bothering them.
Exactly.
I guess you could do that because you're not a chiropractor. You're not physically manipulating people so much as you are guiding them through stretching exercises, things like that.
Yeah, we'd like to consider ourselves the movement specialists in the sense that we want to take a look at how you're moving and then help you identify, hey, these are some activities you can do to improve your movement as well as your strength.
Is that, if I said, what does Athletico do, would you say that we are movement specialists?
I think that's a very good term to use for a physical therapist.
I was doing some gardening. I was actually doing some painting the other day, and afterwards I wasn't moving so good. And maybe it's because I'm a little older than I used to be, but I think, doggone it, I don't like this, and it's debilitating.
Yeah, I mean, back pain, it can do that, and I think that, you know, one of the things that we like to look at is an act like that where your back may start to bother you. We hope that you think of Athletico and either give us a call or go onto our website and schedule either a free assessment, which is complimentary. We can take a look at you for 30 minutes, go through all the things that you're dealing with, and hopefully identify a plan of care that's going to help you along the way. But the other cool thing is we can start treating you through most insurance carriers. Direct access became a law in 2018. And what we'd like to be able to, you know, encourage is if you're dealing with aches and pains, such as gardening, and your lower back has been bothering you, we would love to help take a look, John, and help you get along and get better faster.
Shame on us if we didn't know that since 2018 I did not have to have a prescription.
That is true. Yeah.
We buried the lead. So you can go to Athletico. Your insurance may pay for or cover the way your insurance plan does an Athletico visit. Since 2018.
Yeah, so it was the end of that year, and then we've been marketing for those services because we do feel that in the large sense of when any individual who deals with pain, discomfort, or any sort of movement limitation, we should be that primary care provider so that we can get you back on track. And honestly, we think it's going to help reduce healthcare costs and just overall live a better quality life.
Well, the whole healthcare trend has been proactive, right? Let's not wait until you get sick. That's what HMOs were built on. Let's make sure that you stay healthy, right?
Exactly.
So if I don't have something so debilitating that I can't move, like it's a crisis, I got to go to the doctor now, but it's just I don't like the way it feels, I could go to Athletico without a prescription, and we could talk about that.
100%. And I think that's what we are really trying to encourage because, you know, the training that the Athletico physical therapists have, we all pretty much have doctorates now. And what we're trying to do is be able to...
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Do people at Athletico have doctorates?
So our entire profession, we are doctorates in physical therapy. Oh. And so one of the things that what we can do is we're trained to identify if, you know, something doesn't make sense and we don't think that we can help, we want to be part of that healthcare team. And then we can direct that plan of care afterwards and maybe go see a surgeon or go see your internist because we think something different's going on. But if we're that first contact and we think it's musculoskeletal based on the exam that we do, I think that we're going to be able to help a lot of people quickly and get people back to the things they love to do faster.
Well, that would be the least invasive. That would be the most logical place to start, right? Let's see if it's something small. I've chuckled because I think everybody thinks they're a doctor now. Everybody's an expert. And so while I know it's this or that, what would be a typical session with somebody who comes in with something, I don't know if chronic's the right word. It's been bugging them lately, but they're not going to go get an operation. So what would you do for somebody?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you want to hear that individual story and kind of help understand what are the limitations that that person is living with because of this either ache or pain. And then what we want to identify is, are there movements, exercises, interventions that a physical therapist can provide and help them essentially get back to doing the things that they love to do.
So stretching exercises or what?
It could be stretching exercises, range of motion, strengthening, balance, really anything that individual is trying, has a goal to do. That's what we want to try to accomplish. We'll simulate whatever activity that individual is trying to do, break it down, and provide an exercise plan for them.
I suspect most people would benefit greatly from greater flexibility, but probably strength too.
I think they both go in the same. I think flexibility definitely has to, you have to be strong to be flexible. You're working through a large range of motion that if you're lifting, you know, gardening tools or a basket at home and you need to not only get down there, but be able to lift it back up, that's all something we want to accomplish in physical therapy.
Is this for arthritis? Or where
definitely for arthritis would be something that we'd like to work with that individual. There's several studies that, you know, look at how movement, exercise, and weight loss, we want to help provide an active lifestyle, can help manage the symptoms of arthritis.
Do you prescribe medication?
We do not prescribe medication. Our medication is movement, and we love it.
Yeah. Do you have machines, and then can I duplicate those at home?
Yeah, so we try to identify exercises that we can help provide instruction for home therapy, in the sense that, you know, if we're working on squats, use a chair at home. If we're working on squats with some weight, grab a bucket or a purse or something that has a little bit of added load that's going to help that individual get stronger.
Yeah, I've seen people use canned goods.
Yeah.
Is that too small? Is that too puny?
Sometimes that's one of our favorite things to do is we take a look at some of the movements that may be weak, and we show that it's okay to work at a lower weight and get stronger. That's absolutely effective.
So in Illinois, you no longer need a referral or a prescription from a doctor to get physical therapy to, say, visit an Athletico. Anything else you'd like to pass along?
No, I mean, like I said, it's really easy to schedule a visit now. You can call 877-ATHLETICO or visit athletico.com. We have a variety of centers, and we're always trying to accommodate for each person's demands, whether it's work, life, family, or stress, and help them get back to what they love to do.
And 525 clinics.
Yes, we have grown significantly since I began with the company.
Yeah, and those are all open.
I believe all centers are still open, yes.
Tom, thanks for coming in. Tom McDevitt is the pain therapy program manager for Athletico Physical Therapy. Well, that's good news for all of us. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks a lot, John. It's been a pleasure.